Now, over 1,000 children in Kerry are on childcare waiting list. Almost 1,200 children, to be a bit more precise about it. Under the age of three are on waiting list for childcare places as the new school year starts. That's according to Early Childhood Ireland. The organisation is warning, without significant investment in staffing in the next budget, the situation will worsen. The latest figures are from Pobl, which administers early years programmes. It shows 1,164 children are on waiting list here for childcare places, and that is of a concern. Frances Byrne is Director of Policy at Early Childhood Ireland. Frances, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry. Thanks so much for having us on.
Okay, so this is for babies, toddlers and other preschool children starting the new year. How worrying is this, and what needs to be done to try and address it?
Well, we believe in Early Childhood Ireland that it is worrying. It's not really improving. There's a very mixed picture across every county in Ireland. But overall, we're not seeing an improvement, with up to 40,000 children nationwide, including, as you said, at 1,100 in Kerry. What Early Childhood Ireland is saying is that one of the reasons that impacts this, that, for example, our 139 member settings in Kerry are very loath to expand, is because of staffing. So what Early Childhood Ireland is saying is that the government needs to, on budget day, name the date when graduates in our workforce will be brought into the same terms and conditions as those in primary school. We believe this would be a game changer. It would allow very different conversations to take place. It would allow graduates in Munster and beyond, students who are studying early years in Munster and beyond, to know that they are going to have, with their equivalent degrees, equivalent terms and conditions as teachers. And we think it would change things overnight within the early years and school age care system.
So better terms and conditions, better pay, is that the key thing, the convincing thing? Because people look, stay here and you will get a job and be able to develop a career out of it.
Well, we think so, because notwithstanding some progress that has been made in relation to staffing, we now have minimum wages that are set every year by a joint labour committee. That's very welcome. But things feel sort of stalled. The previous government had doubled investment to the level of €1 billion by 2023, which was really welcome. A big surprise, very unexpected. But since then, things have kind of stalled. We have a great workforce plan, but again, it's slow enough in coming. But what our member settings tell us every day of the week in Kerry, in Munster and beyond, they tell us in Early Childhood Ireland that staffing is the big issue, that they're not being able to expand, not being able to plan, because those underlying structural issues to do with terms and conditions. While some progress has been made, the big thing that needs to happen hasn't happened yet. And by the way, Early Childhood Ireland is not looking for something radical. This happens in other countries. There's a commitment in our own national strategy, which is called First Five, that we will have a graduate-led workforce by 2028. Dare we say this is inevitable? What Early Childhood Ireland is saying is, use budget day to name that date, even if it's in the second half of the term of government. It would change the conversations immediately in our member settings in Kerry and beyond.
Yeah, and that is part of it. Are we training enough?
Actually, we are. And one of the very depressing things, I hate looking at these numbers every year, and we analyse them in Early Childhood Ireland. We've thousands of students going in to colleges and technical universities across the region, across the country. But when they come out, a lot of them are choosing not to come into settings, or they're coming into settings and realising, actually, I can't afford to live on this. Let me just tell you by way of illustration. In some universities, you walk in the door and you make a choice, or depending on your points, and you go and do a really high quality early years degree. Other students go and do a really high quality teaching degree. Everything about those similar matching qualifications and so on. Graduation day comes, and those who walked into the left to do early years are walking into settings with a starting salary of about €21,000, €22,000 a year. no pension, no pay scale, no top up on maternity or paternity leave, no study leave, and so on. And we would argue, and without the recognition and valuing by society of the importance of their work, there were their contemporaries who have done an excellent teaching degree, quite rightly get excellent terms and conditions of €42,000 a year, which they completely deserve, along with job security, a pension, and so on. We're not saying in early childhood Ireland that there aren't big challenges in the primary school system. Of course there are, but there's a terrible disparity between the equally qualified early years graduates with their primary school counterparts. And the only difference between the two groups of graduates is that some are teaching children age 5 and a half onwards, and some, the rest, are caring for and educating children under the age of 6. That needs to stop. The government has recognised in its policies that we need that recognition, and it needs to take this big step on budget day.
Is there a bigger debate to be had about private versus public, and the government getting involved in providing more places itself, or taking over or operating more places, Frances, finally and briefly?
There absolutely is. There's some mention of that in the programme for government, and you're absolutely right to raise it, Gerry. We need a politician that is going to have vision that will tell us by 2035 every creche in the state will look like this, or this will be the model of how we get there. It'll either be fully public or more publicly funded, but we need that vision and then the steps to get there. But early childhood Ireland
is saying... A wider debate for another day.
Another day, short time,
but thanks for talking to us about that in the programme this
morning. Not at all. Thank you so much again.
Okay, early childhood Ireland.